closer.
Shh. Keep your voice down.
Hi, Daddy.
Shh. Hey, don't. Don't look like it. It has an effect on you.
Listen, I know that, we're at work, and we probably shouldn't be doing something like this, especially right now, with there being so many people around, but, maybe if, I go to your desk first, and just, look for something underneath, and if I sit there for a little bit, maybe you can sit down and just zip your pants down and pull out your thick cock, and me. While you're just innocently working on whatever it is, a project, something that you have to finish by the end of the day. But wouldn't it be nice to give you a little boost of work morale, energy? Maybe I'll just start using my lips. So good at giving presentations and all those kinds of things that, you know, I imagine that they would work much better around your cock. Just sucking on every inch of you all the way in. And then sucking on the head, my hands. Looking up and seeing the absolute pleasure that you're trying to hide on your face. Oh, but you can't show it because we're in an office and it's naughty to do stuff like this at work. And maybe I'll get you so, so close to the edge and you could feel the tension building up and you want to come so bad. But you have to be really careful when you come and you don't make a sound. Because we don't want anybody knowing that we're doing this. We don't want any evidence of it. So, you'll come right down my throat. And come in my mouth. Because you love giving your little girl. Even though, you know, we'd be doing naughty things at work, you know, I'm still a good little girl for you, Daddy. Anyway, think about it. And, I'll be by your desk later to hand you those, proposals and those files that you need. And I'll make sure to give you everything you need. Until then, I'll talk to you later.